Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai, Chapter 24, Chaitanya Bhagavat. The Lord displays His universal form to Advaita. Jaya 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 Gora Singha Mahadir, Jaya Jaya Shishtapala Jaya Dushtavir. All glories to Gora Singha Mahadir. Mahadira. Mahadira. The most sober lion-like Gauranga. All glories to the Lord who maintains the devotees and annihilates the miscreants. Jaya Jagannatha Putra Sri Shachinandan. Jaya 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 Punya Shravana Kirtan. Jaya Jaya Sri Jagad Anandera Jivan. Jaya Hari Dasa Kashishwara Pranadan. Jaya Kripa Sindhu Dina Bandhu Sarvatato. Jai Bali Tomar Prabhu Tara Hao Nato. All glories to the son of Jagannath Mishra and the son of Shachi, Shachi Nandan. All glories to the virtuous devotional processes of hearing and chanting, Punya Shravana Kirtana. All glories to the life and soul of Sri Jagannanda Jivan. All glories to the life and wealth of Haridas and Kashishvara. It's another way of saying all glories to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is Bhakta Jivan and Bhakta Pranadan. Because they're devotees. Jagannanda is a devotee. He's Satyabhama, Jagannanda Pandit, another Brahmin Pandit. Kashishvara Pandit. And Haridas, of course, is a Muslim. Mohsananda Kashishvara was his godbrother. He's a disciple also of Ishwar Puri, but Ishwar Puri ordered he and Govinda Das, who were godbrothers of Lord Chaitanya, to go to Puri and assist his disciple, Nimai Pandit, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Singha, who is now roaring like a lion in kirtan and crying in intense agony vilap, praying viraha vilap, the lamentation of separation and divine love from Krishna, 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 Krishna. So oftentimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be besides himself, not capable of controlling or containing his ecstasies, or even containing his ecstasies or ecstatic outbursts, nor controlling or protecting his external form, his Divya Kalevaram. Knowing of the future, Ishwara Puri, his benign and beloved Diksha Guru, ordered his two godbrothers, Govinda Das and Kashishwara Pandit, to go to Puri and look after the Lord. Govinda Das was his personal servant, washing his Dora Kopin, Bahirvas, and arranging for Jagannath Prasad and lunch invitations or Prasad invitations at different Brahmins' houses every night, at least for so many years, or every day rather, in Puri. But these other ecstatic moods, and Govinda Das did not have any realm there because he was much junior and not a godbrother. Govinda Das was. Yeah, Govinda Das was doing all that. That was his service, and Kashishvara was protecting the Lord's body. So Govinda Das was maintaining him because Ishwara Puri knew that my disciple will be so much absorbed in Mahabhav, Radharani's Mananakya Mahabhav, so mad and crazy in divine love for Krishna, that he won't maintain himself. He won't even eat. He won't sleep. Just all night long, jaga, gaga, jaga, gaga. All night long cry and injure his face and injure his body and collapse in the street and break his limbs and break his teeth. Anything's possible. So he needs someone to protect him. So Kashishvara was protecting his body during his ecstatic, I can say fits of praying, but they weren't fits, they were just ecstatic displays of divine ecstasy. Roaring and running here and there and jumping. Kashishvara Pandit was built like a wrestler. Very strong, very tall, very powerful. He could contain Lord Chaitanya's form. Because he's also a gopi. So they're being glorified here. And Lord Chaitanya is their pranadana, very jivan. And that's true for any Gaura Bhakta. A Gaura Bhakta wants to always engage in Gaura Shravan, Gaura Harikata, Gaura Katha Shravan, and Gaura Katha Kirtan, Gaura Kirtan. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Jaya Kripa Sindha Dina Bandha Sarvatata, Jibali Tomar Prabhu Tara Haonata. All glories to the Kripa Sindhu, the friend of the poor, Sarvatata. Tata is a Bengali word, means a respectable father. Siddha Krishna Das, Tatapad. That's on the title. Bhajan, what's it called? Bhavanasara Sangraha. Siddha Krishna Das of Govardhan is called, everyone called him Tatapad. Because he was like father to everyone. All glories to the ocean of mercy, the friend of the poor, and the affectionate father of all. You become the Lord of one who says, I am yours. Tarahao not. Tomara Prabhu. O Prabhu, O Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I am yours, I am yours. Please understand this and take me to your lotus feet. Keep me as a particle of dust at your tips of your toenails. Tavevasmi, na jivami toyavina. Iti vigyaya radhe tram nayamam charanantikam. Shrimati Radharani Vrindavaneshwari Ashtashaki Shiramani Radha Rani Ki Jai. Hena Mate Navadvipe Vishambara Rai Vivida Kirtana Prabhu Karaye Sadai. Vishambara constantly engaged in various kirtan pastimes in Navadvip. Vivida means various, many kirtan. Vishambara Rai, the king of the entire universe. Hena se haila prabhu hari sankirtane krishna nama shuti matra pare jese stane. Gauranga became so overwhelmed in hari sankirtan that as soon as he heard the name of Krishna, he fell to the ground. Krishnanam Shuti Matra Pade Prabhu Hari Sankirtane. Hari Sankirtane. Krishnanam Shuti Matra. Matra means just a little bit. Shuti Matra means he's heard a little bit. Just he heard Kichu Kichu Nam Shravan. Tora Tora Nam Shuniye. Little bit of hearing the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna Krishna. Ah! Krishna, Pade Jese Stane. He fell to the ground. Ki nagare ki katware ki va jalewane nirantara shudara vaheshinayane. Incessant tears would flow from Gaura's lotus eyes. Whether he was on this in the street, in the courtyard of someone's temple or house, or in the water of the Ganga, Gange, or in the van or forest, Wahe Ashudara Wahe Sri Nayane, his beautiful Sri Nayane, his beautiful elongated, moist and sparkling lotus eyes. Wahe, they were holding Wahe Ashudhara. A stream, a dhara, a river, a current, a stream of tears. Those wahe, they were holding there. But they could not contain the forceful thrust of that river of prem, that river of tears of love gushing forth from his heart and streaming in all directions. So everyone would become inundated and sprinkled with this beautiful river of love. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Nirantara Shudhara Vahi Sri Nayane. Ki Nagare ki Chatvare ki va jale vane. It's beautiful. Ki means kya. What? In the van, in the jale, in the van, in the forest, in the water, in someone's courtyard, or in a town, Nagar. Aptagane Rakshya Bhulena Nirantar, no end Nirantar. Bhakti Rasamaya Hai Lena Vishwambar. Vishwambar's intimate associates would always protect him when he became filled with the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. Kashishvara Pandit ki jai. Aptagane Rakshya Bulena Nirantar. Hey, Bulena, you become forgetful. Bhakti Rasa Maya, when Vishwambhara became covered and totally absorbed, Maya means absorbed, covered, enveloped in Bhakti Ras. Prema Bhakti Rasa Maya. Heart, mind, chitta, senses, everything suffused with Bhakti Rasa and submerged in the Bhakti Rasa Sindhu. Then he was Bulena Nirantara. Moment to moment, forgetting. Where am I? What am I? That's the way I am. I don't know. I'm in the Ganga. Wow, I'm in the street. Wow, I'm in the courtyard. Wow. I'm in the marketplace, I'm in the Nagara, wow, Krishna, Krishna. And everyone's seeing, oh, he's forgetting everything. Keha macha kona rupe jari bale hari, shunile pade prabhu apana pasari. If for any reason anyone spoke the name of Hari, Lord would forget himself and fall to the ground. Ah, Hari. Mahakampa Ashuhaya Pulakar Sarvange Garagari Jayena Nagare Maharange. So this is the description, prelude. This is the prelude to this chapter. So everyone can peep into the transcendental heart of Gauranga Mahaprabhu at this stage of his life. I don't believe he's even married yet. He's about 20 years old. He started his Sankirtan performance. He's been initiated. He hasn't taken sannyasa, of course. And he's relishing all these pastimes. I guess he's married, but he doesn't spend much time talking about that. Because his angle is more like Sakya Ras and Dasya Ras. Vrindavan Das Thakur. In Chaitanya Mangal, there's a description of the marriage party. Because here it talks about accepting, this chapter 28 is accepting sannyas. So from 18 to chapter 28, it doesn't talk anything about the Lord's marriage, which means he's already married at this point. He's married. So he's a married man, responsible Brahmin, member of the community, living with his wife and mother, and he's acting so extraordinarily. This intense states of separation he's feeling. He would shiver and cry, and the hairs on Gauranga's body would stand on end as he rolled on the street in great ecstasy. Ya vesha deki le brahmadi danyahai, taha deki nadi jara loka samuchai. The Nadiavasis would see these manifestations of ecstatic bliss that personalities like Brahma would love to see. Sheshayati murchadeki mili sarva dase alaga kariyaniya chalila avase. When the Lord's associates saw Gauranga eventually lose consciousness, they would collect him and take him back to his home. Tabe dwara diagite karena sankirtan se suke purnita hayananta bhuvan. As the devotees performed kirtan behind closed doors, the happiness of that kirtan filled innumerable universes, ananta bhuvana, sukha purna, purna sukha, ananta bhuvana. Purna sukha ananta bhuvana. Bhuvana means ombur bhuva, means universes, unlimited universes. So this is an interesting point, that when devotees behind closed doors or open doors or anywhere, if they perform sankirtan, it fills the whole universe with happiness. Jatasabha bhavahaya akatya sakal hena nahi bhuji prabhu kira se vival. It's impossible to describe all the sentiments that Gauranga manifests. It's difficult to understand which mellows overwhelm the Lord at which time. Ki rasa vival. Now he's overwhelmed, he's vival. But what rasa is putting him in that mood? Is he identifying as Balaram or Krishna or Gopi, or what is he identifying? Shani Bali Muni Se Madana Gopal, Shani Bali Muni Krishna Dasa Sarvakal. Sometimes he's in Dasya Bhav, Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he's in Madhurya Bhav. Sometimes he's in Ishvara Bhav. Sometimes he's in Dasya Bhav. Sometimes he's in Kinkar Bhav. Sometimes he is in Controller, Ishvara Bhav. Sometimes he's in Gopi Dasya Bhav. Kinkari, what is this? We can't follow. One moment, Garanga said, I am that Madan Gopal, Aham Bhagavan. Another moment he said, Krishna Das Sarvakal, at all times and all places, I am simply a humble servant of Krishna Das, 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 and Adas. Nice purport by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Gaurasundara manifested in this planet to teach the fortunate conditioned souls, or to teach conditioned souls how fortunate they can become by chanting Krishna's spiritual names. When living entities retire from perception based on godless sense gratifying language and words, then by the influence of these spiritual names with their vibrating, then their eternal propensity is awakened to serve the Lord. Then at that time, when they become awakened in Krishna consciousness, the spiritually enlivened conditioned soul is not satisfied by attraction to external objects, and they develop an indescribable urge to realize their eternal constitutional position with the Lord. Gaurasundara always manifested himself in the five sentiments found in Krishna's eternal servants. Some servants are assisting and serving the Lord as Dasya Bhav or Sakya Bhav, Shanta Bhav, Madhurya Sakya. But he's Brajendra Nandan himself, so sometimes he couldn't conceal that he's actually God. He did not obstruct the conditioned soul's vision by which they can understand the identity of the Supreme Lord, and thus know that the son of Shachi is not different from the son of Nanda. Gauranga, he always identified himself as a Vaishnava, so that all living entities who are servants of Lord Chaitanya would not lose their constitutional spiritual propensities. No. Text 16, chapter 24. Gopi, 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 matra, kondina, jape, shunile, krishna, ranama, jwale, mahakope. Some days, Mahaprabhu would chant, gopi, gopi, gopi. When he would hear the name of Krishna, he would burn with great indignation. The living end, this is a beautiful tika by Saraswati Thakur. In the constitutional propensities of the jivas, the identification of a gopi in Madhura Ras under the subordination of Vrishabhanandini is topmost. And living entities who are shelters of Madhura Ras are gopis. Brajendranandan repeatedly chanted gopi, gopi, to keep himself fixed on the platform of identifying himself as a gopi. Like we say, ahambrahmasmi, ahambrahmasmi, ahambrahmasmi. Mayavadi sannyasis, because that's one of their The Vedanta Sutras, it's one of the sutras that they meditate on. Tatvamasi, Tamasimam Jyotirgama, Tamasimam Jyotirgama, Jyotirgama, to come out of the darkness, go to the light. Then they say, Tatvamasi, Tatvamasi, you are that, Tatvamasi, you are that, means you are Narayan, you are Brahman. And Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. And Janmadyasya Yataha, the source of everything. He's saying, gopi, 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 gopi. When you think gopi, then you have to think of female, you have to think of Krishna's girlfriends, you have to think of Vrindavan, you have to think, I'm all of that, I'm gopi, aham gopi, aham gopi, 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 gopi. Radha Sneha Adhika, Radhika Dasi, Radha Skinkari. So it's like a way of, it's like a sankalpa, repeatedly identifying oneself. To reveal the living entities are sheltered parts and parcels and not actually Swayamrupa Krishna, the supreme shelter. And to reveal that this foolishness where the Mayavadis identify themselves as God and have no taste for the name Mahaprabhu indirectly displayed distaste for the name of Krishna by pretending detachment. That was the whole explanation. Kotakara Krishna Tora Mahadasyuse Shatta Drishta Kaitava Bhajeva Natareke. This is in his Gopi Bhav, his mood of a Gopi or a female. He was feeling Mahakopavan. You heard of Kopavan? In the palace, this guy Kayu got angry. She went to cope. She couldn't cope. She couldn't cope with Dasharatha, and she couldn't cope with the idea that her, whatever you call it, her son Bharat was not going to be made the emperor. Although he was younger than Ram, I think so. But Ram was going to be made the emperor, so she became angry and just took her bangles off and let her hair loose and wore old raggedy, dirty clothes and laid on the floor crying. And then Dasharatha came to soothe her, and she was in the Kope Bhavan, the anger room, the pouting anger room. So when Mahaprabhu was identifying with gopis, he became indignant. Where is your Krishna? From where has your Krishna come? He's a great rogue. Who will worship such a duplicitous, cunning, cheating person? Stri jita haya striara kate naka khan labda kera praya laila valiyar paran. First he conquers a lady and attracts her and seduces her. Then he cuts off her ears and nose. Then he killed Bali like a hunter hiding behind a tree, the king of the monkeys. What is this? Ki karya marase va korera katai. Jai Krishna Bali Tare kidadiya jai. What use do I have to hear about topics about that thief? Chor kata. Heard of Krishna kata? Hari kata? He said, you're saying Hari kata? I had chor kata. Chor kata. He's a chor. He's just a chor, a thief that talks about a thief. Why should I hear about him? And when he was in this mood, if anyone would utter the name of Krishna, he would pick up a stick and chase them. Gauranga, someone said, oh, chant Krishna. Hey, what is this? Get out. Gokula, Gokula, Matra, Bale, Shane, Shane, Brindavan, Brindavan, Bale, Konadine. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would chant, go cool, go cool. And some days he would chant, Brindavan, Brindavan. Like the rickshawwalas when you go to Mathura and get off the train. Brindavan, Brindavan, Brindavan. Or the tungawalas. I guess they still have tungas. Brindavan, Brindavan, Brindavan. They always say it three times. And if you're in Brindavan, they say, Govardhan, Govardhan, Govardhan. That's very nice to be welcomed with that mantra. Brindavan, Brindavan. Yes, Brindavan, Brindavan, Brindavan. Vrindavan is my everything. Vrindavan is my param gati. Vrindavan is my mother. Vrindavan is my father. Vrindavan is my wealth, my treasure, my don, my breath, my pran, my everything. Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Appreciating Sri Vrindavan Dhamma ki jaya. So some days he would chant Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Matura matura kondina bale suke kondine prativite nakke ankaleki. Sometimes he would happily chant matura matura, and some days he would make drawings on the ground with his nails. Nakke ankaleki prativite nakke ankaleki. Leki means lines. Nakke anke. This nakke means nails. Prithvi means earth. And that's mentioned in Ujjvala Nilamani by Rupa Goswami. It's a particular it's an anubhav or an expression of a type of sentiment in Madhurya Ras. Feeling some, it's like shyness and some neglect. And gopis are described sometimes as scratching the ground or toenails, looking down. And it's, I forget exactly, but it's a specific, it indicates a specific anubhav in Madhurya Ras. Shane prithiviti leke tribhanga akriti chahiya rodana kare bhase sabe shiti. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would draw a threefold bending form on the ground, and then he would soak the earth with tears while looking at that form. In other words, Krishna wanted to experience Radha's bhav, her kanti, her love, her effulgence, her beauty, and her bhav, mahabhav. So therefore, Krishna took the bhav and the kanti of Radharani, the mahabhav and Sundarakanti of Radharani and became Gauranga, Gauranga Sundara. So he has to do all the things that Radharani did and has to feel all the feelings that Radharani felt or feels in order to know her feelings, what happiness she feels by serving me, what joy she gets from me, and what is the greatness of her love and the amazing quality of her love. So Radharani would do the same thing. She would often take, when the juice is dripping from the tamal fruits, there's like a black juice that drips from the fruits, she would take that and draw a picture of Krishna on the ground with that black tamal juice. Then it would dry, this beautiful, on the ground of the Brajaraj. Of course, this is in Navadvip. But she would draw this form with this black, dark, bluish-black juice from the tamal tree, like sap. She would draw this tree-bunga form on the ground of Braj. It would dry out and look like the shadow or the form of Krishna, and she would lie on top of that form and cry and cry and cry. And turn the whole, all the dirt would become muddied and turn into mud and stick to her forehead and her clothes. And she would get up from the ground, she would have the impression of Krishna's tribhanga form on her clothes. The impression, the chaya or the impression or the painting or the photo of the God and his devotees are all transcendental and powerful. They have prabhav, if we wanted to have prabhav. He was doing the same thing. He would draw on the ground Krishna's form and then cry while looking at that form. Shane bale bhai saba bhara dekivan pali pali singha vyagra balu keragan. Sometimes Gaur would chant, "Oh brothers, I see a great forest fire filled with lions, tigers, and bears. Divas se re bale ratri, ratri re divas, hey mata prabhu hai lena bhakti vas." In this way, Mahaprabhu became so overwhelmed in devotional service. Diva bale ratri, bhakti vasha. Vasha means controlled. Vasha means controlled by bhakti. Overwhelmed, what is it? Not overwhelmed. A control, like taken, overcome by devotional sentiments, conquered by bhakti. Vasha means that. Prema vasha. Bhakti vasha. That he considered the day as night and the night as day. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai.